This is Dr. Madeline Frank with your one-minute musical radio show for June 2017. Our guest is our 2017 Teacher of the Year Award winner, Nancy Gray Scott. Mrs. Scott is a master mathematics teacher, retired master sergeant of the U.S. Air Force, mother of two children, and a musician. Mrs. Scott is passionate about her family, teaching mathematics, classical music, and helping others. She has taught in the public schools of Hampton, Virginia for 16 years, teaching students in grades 5, 6, 7th, and 8th. Mrs. Scott, welcome to our show.
Thank you, Dr. Frank.
Mrs. Nancy Scott, can you share with us your approach for teaching and motivating your students?
Once I introduce a new skill, I provide lots of practice, both in school and for homework. If it's a difficult skill, I continue to review the skill for many weeks in a daily warm-up. Repetition is vital to mastery in teaching mathematics. For motivation, I generally give many life lessons about how important a skill is and tell my students why they need to know it. I also can't forget how important parents are as motivators for their children.
Mrs. Scott, what is your teaching philosophy?
I believe that all children can learn, but not at the same rate. Some students catch on to a particular skill quicker than others, but I don't give up on them. I continue to review the skill so that they will master it in time. However, I also believe that practice is vital to achieve proficiency. So while I assign homework daily, once a student has achieved mastery, they should be exempt from it.
How many years have you had your math students listening to classical music, Mozart, in the background of your classrooms?
For 12 years, I've had my math students listening to Mozart symphonies in the background of my classrooms. During the state standardized testing, standards of learning in Virginia, playing classical music is not allowed.
What grade do you teach in the Hampton Public Schools this year, and what subjects?
I teach 8th grade math and Algebra 1.
What is the most challenging part of teaching in the Hampton Public Schools?
The most challenging part of teaching 8th graders is that many of them don't seem to care about their education. Their main area of focus is on their friendships with their peers. They come to school to socialize, so it's my job to help them understand why they should care about their education and ultimately their future.
Thank you, Mrs. Nancy Scott, for being our radio show's 2017 Teacher of the Year Award winner and for inspiring, motivating, and encouraging your students in grades 5, 6, 7th, and 8th to enjoy learning mathematics for 16 years.
Thank you for the honor, Dr. Frank.